Sheriff Breeden to swing by the microphones. And we said,
it'll be a tough sell, Ashley, but I think it'll work out.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by. So
it's on my way to work. So it's fine.
Thanks for doing it.
Yeah.
So we know that America's been talking a lot about President Trump being in office for 100 days. And we know that you have been the sheriff now for about 120 days. So has it been what you thought it was going to be? What are you looking forward to? What do you feel like you've accomplished?
You know, I don't think it could ever be exactly what you think it would be. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's always going to be more. There's a greater appreciation for the people that have done it before you. And, you know, for us, we talk every day about that. You know, we even now have members of command staff when we have meetings and things like that. We say that we have one responsibility, and that's to protect the county. And that's really what we do. And if you peel all the layers back of what we do, that's the singular focus that we have, is to protect the county. And, you know, we're just, all we do is daily talk about professionalism, expectations. We want to send and have the best product for the citizens of York County that we can. And, you know, it's really weird to see it's 120 days because it doesn't seem like it. It just seems like yesterday. But, you know, I said this the entire campaign, and working in Rock Hill and knowing a lot of people at the county, that there's some amazing people at the sheriff's office. And, you know, and the incredible high number of those, I would probably say 99.9999% are still there. And there's been some people retire. The good thing about the county is there's not a lot of turnover. There's just been several people retire, and they've all said it wasn't because of me, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on it. So, but, you know, that's just what really focus is day by day by day. And, you know, it's not that difficult a task when there's so many committed people, and there are so many committed people at the sheriff's office that want to do that exact thing. So it's, you know, it's been a really, really good time. It's the only hard part is the big things, and those aren't hard. It's when your people are going through hardships. You know, when you have that many people, 450, close to 500 people, people are always going through hard times. And those are the things that you feel powerless to. And that's the things that are the hardest to deal with, honestly.
And we were saying earlier that, you know, we appreciate your service. I tell Trent every time he comes to help us or swings by the microphones, because this profession is not just a profession. It, of course, is a calling, and it's something that you feel called to do. Is there something that maybe when you got there you thought was going to be one way and you've said, hey, well, maybe not? Or did you have a different perspective going into the sheriff's office?
No, I think that the good thing about it is, you know, we had from June to January to do a really good transition. We spoke to a lot of people. I got to spend a lot of time up there. I left where I was working in September, and we had an opportunity to spend some time there. But the only thing that you wouldn't understand is the constant, that it doesn't matter what you have on your agenda for the day. It is so fluid and constantly changing because there's fires and things to deal with all day, every day. But you know, there's also a part that I have truly enjoyed the pace. I've enjoyed, you know, and I've told several people that, you know, when I retired and had a job that was, you know, a good job, but it was not what I felt I'm supposed to do here. And it's good to have a purpose again. And that's really the way that I feel about it. So it's just, but the thing that people don't understand is it's just not one person. You know, there's a command staff, and there's so many people that do things that it's not just me, you know. And that's one of the things that we've tried to also talk about. And I think one of the things that people in the county can never truly have an appreciation for is for just one example, is it's been everybody but Major Fred Moore. What he's done the past 2 or 3 years during some difficult times, I don't think can ever be emphasized enough, what his leadership and what he's meant. And, you know, it really meant a lot to me for him to stay and work with us too, because that doesn't happen all the time. And so we were really appreciative of that and grateful for him and his guidance and leadership. And, you know, I've told him, I said, if you disagree with me, you need to disagree with me. And he doesn't have any problem doing that. So, and I think he wants to get a leash on me and to pull me back at times. But I'm fine with that too. But it's, you know, that's the thing that people lose sight of, is there's so many people out there that do so many roles that it's just really not about one person. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just helping with the decisions, but people come to you with solutions in hand already, and all you do is discuss it. And most of the time, you're like, that is a good idea.
Well, and you touched on this a little bit. What does a typical day, I know it's probably not typical, but typical for a sheriff look like? Is it more, are you out? Are you out in the county? Are you showing up to calls? Are you in meetings? What does that look like?
I could say he's been on his feet because he's got one of them stand-up desks. Yeah, well, I haven't seen him sit yet.
Well, I've never had one because I've never really, you know, a desk getting my thing. But, right. And so it's, you know, it's just, I try and get there early. I do try and get there early so we can be prepared for the day. I try and have everything done from yesterday so we can start today and tomorrow fresh. And, you know, there's not, it's, we are out a lot. We try and get out a lot. We have to go see a lot of people. We do a lot of functions. And, you know, and now that we're kind of in this phase where, you know, where I do love to get out. I love to get in a marked car. I like to go out and work. I like to go out and ride around. And we're hoping to do a lot more of that, especially now that we're kind of in a settle in. But, you know, typically you just try and get there, and there's already, your calendar's already insanely full as it is. And then it's just, you know, things come up, people pop up, things that you have to shift and change. And it's just, you just have to be flexible, really, and just understand that if you want to go up there thinking you're going to have a typical day, then I'd probably go work at South State Bank or something like that.
It's not a difficult job, right?
Right.
Well, one of the new programs, and Trent, I'll kind of let you kind of go into this too, is the new Project Lifesaver. I know we've heard a lot about this new program.
Right. Project Lifesaver is something that we kind of got off the ground before he took office, but now we have a full-on team, and it's full people where it's a project where we have those who have diminished mental capacity, where we will give them a transmitter. And if they do have a tendency to wander,
and this could be conditions like dementia, Alzheimer's, Down syndrome,
autism, anybody who has a tendency to wander.
Okay. All ages.
All ages, from as soon as you can walk to you know, 99 or older. And so a few weeks ago, the Project Lifesaver paid off because we had our first quote-unquote wanderer walk off, and it was a 5-year-old little girl with Down syndrome, and the team found her in less than 7 minutes.
Wow.
And so we're still working on that, getting more people on the team, and I think that's something we're also going to continue to do here in the next couple of months, to get more people on the team. And but we need support from the community. Yeah,
and she had just gotten in a car, if I remember correctly, and it was a pretty warm day. So if you think about the heat in a car and how important it was to find her as quick as we could. And, you know, the best thing about it is when you come see it, you see the training, and the people that are doing it, our Sergeant Gilbert and a lot of the other people that are involved in our whole team, were truly excited about this well before, and they had a passion for it before it actually was successful. But now there's even more people have signed up to be part of it, where it, you know, it's becoming a growing team, like you'd have a drone team or a SWAT team or negotiators, because of how important it is. Because can't have two people doing it and they're on vacation and we need to find somebody. So it has to be a team of people. And it was, there were a lot of people that were probably skeptical. And but once that happened, I think that we picked up a good bit of people immediately. And
including,
I think,
including yours truly.
Oh,
I joined the team.
Yeah. We've had a lot more interest externally as well, but internally. So I think it's one of those things that you think, how have we not been doing this forever? But it's just one of the most dynamic and important things we have up
there.
It'll
make a
right
huge
now.
Impact
oh, it will.
On the community.
It will.
And we have QT's been a sponsor. The Women's Club of Rock Hill's a sponsor. Can't remember all of them, but if you want to sponsor it, you could sponsor it.
So and what do they need to do if there's a business listening and they do want to sponsor?
Yeah, YorkCountySheriff.com. Right there, you go under the services tab. It's right there at the top. You'll see the drop down menu, and it'll be Project Lifesaver. And all you got to do is email the Lifesaver team at YorkCountySheriff.com. YorkCountyGov.com, and so you could get more information. Sergeant Gilbert's pretty Johnny on the spot when it comes to that kind of stuff and getting back to you. So,
all right. Well, Sheriff Tony Breeden, we appreciate you swinging by the microphones. Good job on your first 120 days, and I guess we we'll retire the new sheriff in town. We'll just say the sheriff in town, correct?
I'm good either way.
Yeah, right?
I'm good either way.
Thank you again, Sheriff Breeden.
Thanks. Thank you for helping out, Trent.